From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Last night, Utahns got warnings of a major winter storm. And so far, it hasn't disappointed. While officials are asking drivers to stay off the road, others don't have a choice. KUER's John Reed went out with some of them.
Conditions have been bad pretty much all day. Parts of Salt Lake City got 18 inches of snow. And while the Department of Transportation says plows are out in full force, for Lyft driver Skylar Scoggin, it seems like they haven't made much of a dent.
I've never seen the downtown area with this much snow accumulations. It's pretty surprisingly poor at, you know, noon.
Scoggin says he's out today because he's saving up for a big move to the East Coast. Plus, as a Utah native, he says he can handle the roads pretty well. But for others like Bulmaro Torres, he's only out because he has to be.
I need to work, you know. I don't have another job now, so I need to pay bills, you know.
And business is okay. That's because most other drivers are heeding the warnings. According to the Utah Highway Patrol, there are 57% fewer cars on the road today than an average Monday. As for bus driver Laura Sowald, she has this advice for dealing with inexperienced drivers still on the road.
You just take it slow. Give them lots and lots of space.
The storm is expected to level off by tonight, but with cold temperatures, roads could still be icy and dangerous tomorrow morning. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah Moms Demand Action, a gun control advocacy group, was on Capitol Hill today pushing a red flag bill that failed in the legislature the last 2 years. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Steve Handy, would allow a judge to issue an order to temporarily confiscate guns from someone deemed an extreme risk to themselves or others. Mary Ann Thompson is with Utah Moms Demand Action.
Every time you hear of a school shooting or a mass shooting, people say, oh, we saw all these warning signs. Well, actually, with that order, sometimes in order to get it back, they get the help.
Critics of red flag legislation say it violates due process and that it could lead to violent standoffs between gun owners and law enforcement. A man was killed in an officer-involved shooting in Mill Creek today. The Salt Lake Tribune reports officers responded to a domestic dispute between a woman and her adult son. The son was shot in the home's yard by officers who say he had a gun. An investigation by West Valley Police is ongoing. Evergreen Junior High temporarily went on lockdown as a result of the shooting, but shortly returned to normal operations. Vaccination rates for Utah's kindergartners dropped 4.6% between 2009 and 2018. That was the third largest drop in the country for that period. The report from health testing centers analyzed data from the Centers for Disease Control on the MMR, DTaP, chickenpox, polio, and hepatitis B vaccines. Utah also fell short of the target vaccination rates for polio and measles, mumps, and rubella. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is reducing the number of its missionaries in Liberia due to the country's economic problems. The church announced Sunday that 23 missionaries who are close to ending their assignments in the West African nation will return home in the next few days. Eight other missionaries who had been preparing to go to Liberia have been temporarily assigned elsewhere. A church spokesman says there are adequate supplies for the 99 people who will remain at the Liberia-Monrovia mission. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is facing a pending lawsuit from conservation groups for failing to provide protections to wolverines. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
In 2016, a federal judge ruled that wolverines needed protections and ordered the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to come up with those plans. But over 3 years later, those plans have not been made. Andrea Santisere is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups behind the pending lawsuit.
They have sat on their hands and taken no steps forward, even blowing their own internal deadlines to come out with a new rule.
Santisere says melting snowpack from rising temperatures is shrinking the solitary animal's habitat. Right now, about 300 wolverines remain in the U.S., including some in our region.
So that small population size puts them at risk of extinction.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not respond to a request for comment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.